guys.
Stop laughing. It's totally going to be in it. I don't care. today, I am sitting with Missy Christensen of Antonio Christensen Events as my co-host, interviewing Brian Johnson. Brian owns Nansman Pet Cremation Services. I'm so proud of myself for saying it right.
No. Good job.
Thanks. I do what I can. Just so you know, for the beginning of this, the laughter came from if you've listened to any of these podcasts. I start every single one with, so today, and I think I'm physically unable
to gonna
do anything
else. We're
going to
break the habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to come. It's going to fine. So, now that we've bogarted the beginning of the podcast, Brian, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got into it.
Yeah, so we provide cremation services to individual families as well as vet clinics. I started in the death industry at a very young age. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even driving. I couldn't even drive at the time.
Oh, wow.
When I first started. And my mom or dad would take me to work, and then somebody from the funeral home would drop me off. And it was just something I was always intrigued by, the death industry. I'm not sure why at a young age that happened, but I continued it, you know, for a little while. And then when I got out of high school, I was young and didn't think I wanted to waste all every night and weekend. So I got out of it for a little while, got into city government, but then continued to help another funeral home out with, you know, funerals and things like that. And then was in city government for 6 years and decided that my calling was just in the death industry, in the funeral business. So I went back into it full time, and then we had the opportunity to start a Southern Virginia Cremation Services, and then acquired Nansman Pet Cremation.
So when you, like, it's funny because one of the best things about doing what I do and doing what we do here is meeting people from all different, like, walks of life and the things that they're passionate about. How does that happen? How do you get really, like, how do you feel like death services became your calling? Because I think of, like, in my mind, I think of, like, 6 feet under. You know what I mean? Like, that's all, like, I think of, like, you know, that's what HBO has shown me, or Showtime, or whatever that was on. And, you know, Michael C. Hall showed me that that's what it's like. How do you get into that?
I've always been the type of person that I enjoy helping people. And there's not a more rewarding job than when you help a family out, regardless whether it's a human being or a pet. When they come up and give you a hug and they say, thank you so much for what you did for us. It's so rewarding. And it's, you know, that you're helping them at a time where a lot of people couldn't help them. You know, it's, and I think that's the reason that I enjoy it, is because I know that I'm helping people, you know, at probably the worst time of their life.
I think a lot of people turn off at the time that you, that does not sound appropriate, turn
they,
on.
They shut down.
But they shut down on the part that you rise.
Sure.
That's a really good point. Like, a lot of people wouldn't know or be able to handle, I'm sure, a lot of the circumstances that you deal with, you know, whether, you know, dealing with people at a very, like, tumultuous emotional time.
Right.
You know, beyond, like, all the science part of it. You know, like, I know we talked about you going to school for it and all those things, but
it's so much school.
It's so much school.
So much school, yeah.
A lot of learning.
So many hours.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have all these hours and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it is cool when you, like, think about it. There has to be a you. Like, there has to be somebody out there who says, you know what, this is my calling to help people in this time. Because without it, you know, those really, really difficult times in people's lives turn into, they turn even worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the people, you know, they do shut down at times like this. And like on the pet end, on the side of things, you know, we offer clay paw prints. And, you know, when a family comes in, we're like, you know, would you like a clay paw print? And they're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
You know, and
it's a little
thing. It's not that we're trying to sell them on something, but it's just like, you know, it's a little thing like this where, yeah, their son or daughter would absolutely want a clay paw print. You know, you know, just sort of knowing and, you know, bringing it back to their mind as to what, you know, what we have to offer and what we can do for them.
You know what I think is interesting about what you said about how you started? I have so many friends and now family too in your industry, but so many, I have high school friends that started in the industry, but their job, I don't know the proper word for the title, but they would go pick up the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Like a removal service.
Removal, but mm-hmm. it was just when they started driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that you were even younger than that, mm-hmm. because you weren't driving, is... Like, I remember my friend Mike would be like, oh, I got to go. I got to call. I got to go pick up somebody. And he's still, a funeral director to this day, all these years later. But he started in high school when he was able to drive, going picking up bodies.
Right. Well, it's the kind of thing, when you talk about entrepreneurship and things that people dream of being, it's always, glamorous. It's like, I want, the yacht. No, I don't want a yacht. But you know what I mean?
On next week's podcast, Misty's yacht.
Misty tries to buy a yacht with not enough money to buy a yacht. But you think about that. You think about how we get into doing the things that we do and sort of our why. I know you mentioned, you really love helping people. Why did it end up being this? Beyond the opportunity, right? Because you had the opportunity at a young age. Mm-hmm. But what's your why? Like, how, when you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm going to work, why?
It's every day is different. It's never the same. It's the same way on the human side of things. We see where we'll deal with 10 animals that are 15 and 20 years old. And then the next week we'll deal with animals that are 3 and 4 years old that, died from cancer, whatever it is. And it's always different, and you're always helping them differently. You're helping this mm-hmm. family differently than you help this family, or, this family wants this, or this, this family doesn't want that. Or so it's just, I think it's the knowing that it's every day is going to be a little bit different, and it just keeps you active in the industry.
I like that. It's, I told Missy when we were talking about your podcast last week, and I told you a little bit of this beforehand. I have a 13-year-old Boston Terrier, and he's old and precious and crotchety.
A face only a mama could love.
Well, now definitely only has a face a mama could love. He lost his eye last week, so he had surgery last week, and I told her, I was like, we might have to reschedule this podcast if this doesn't go the way that I think it's going to go. But even, in having this conversation with you, I can see how, your demeanor and your respect for, people's individual stories really goes back to the heart of why we do the podcast, mm-hmm. but also I'm sure serves you really well in terms of business. So you think about how many people are transactional. Mm-hmm. So many businesses are just you give me money, I give you services. Right. And in some cases, I'm sure you don't always have contact with the families. It might not be when you go through vet's offices and mm-hmm. things like that. But it's not transactional. It's a little teeny tiny mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really special that you acknowledge how important the stories are, because right. you do, clearly do.
Well, a lot of people that we interact with are single people, single that have either married or their spouses have passed away and their kids have moved away or, divorced or whatever. And these animals, this is their family.
Mm-hmm.
This is who they come to home to every single night, day in, day out. And that animal is always happy to see them. Doesn't matter when. And then when they don't have that anymore, it's devastating. And and that's what I think a lot of, just being able to go up to somebody and help them at that time is just, that's what we enjoy doing.
There's not a one size fits all situation. And
right.
Brian really gets that with the stories and stuff. I think since you've said that, that's really, I'm thinking back on all the podcasts that have been coming out every week and what's in the future. That's kind of the cool thing about every one of these business owners, is that none of our businesses are or should be one size fits all.
Right, because it's really not.
It's
not,
yeah.
What a restaurateur does, mm-hmm. they might have the same recipe and the same menu, but they'll make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
What a, even today's podcast was Rock Solid Foundation. What they do is everybody's story is so different.
It's so different.
You have to accommodate people so different.
Sarah's boxes
mm-hmm. that she customized.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's just, it's cool, because when you think about it, and this kind of goes into my secondary question, maybe that's what makes us successful, is that we care about people's stories.
Yeah.
Maybe that is
mm-hmm.
that line of success. And I think it's one we don't talk about enough. So tell me more of your story. So you told me more before we started the podcast, but tell me like the whole process of like how, like, do you think you're successful? One, as we're like talking about success, and two, how do you think you got there?
I think we are, I don't think we're ever successful as what we think we should be, or mm-hmm. And I think that's what keeps me grounded, the sight of failure, because I think once you forget about failure, then you might as well just give up, mm-hmm. you know, and just always knowing that, you know, I've got to do it, you know, and I think when you get to the point where you're like, yeah, I don't need to do that, you know, then you're missing out on something else, and I think that is what drives, you know, the continuation of, you know, I got to do this, I need to do this, mm-hmm. because these people need me, you know, and I don't mean be boastful, but yeah, you know, they do need me. You know,
they do need you, yeah.
You know, and that's what I think drives me. And I think, have we grown the business since we've started? Absolutely. We have. We started out with, I think we're doing like 125 cremations a month, and now we're at 300 cremations a month.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, it's like, what all have we done? You know, we're nice to people. You know, we love people. I love people. I love having conversations with people. And, you know, just like I went to a house yesterday, and the vet was, I was early and he was a little late, but I got to sit there and talk to these people, you know, and it was just, it was nice just to have a conversation with them, mm-hmm. you know, and for them to realize that, okay, this isn't just some dude from a cremation business, you know, he's a real person too. And that's what, you know, I like about doing that.
Well, and that's what I think a lot of business owners miss out on. Like, I think we get very caught up in the, we're supposed to do this. We have to talk about this. Mm-hmm. We'll be very, back to that term, transactional. We'll mm-hmm. be, you know, you give me money, I give you my services or goods or whatever. But I think what makes, and I'm going to poorly quote whatever the quote is that I'm thinking of, but it says something about, like, what makes us human is our investment in other people's stories. Like, mm-hmm. that is like the human part, mm-hmm. Of what makes businesses successful. So when I hear things like that, like yesterday was Sunday. So you're mm-hmm. at somebody's house on a Sunday where they needed you, and that's you're the owner of the company, and that's special. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs understand that's special because we know that days off are sacred. Mm-hmm. But for you to go out there and be there and talk to people, you know, I'm thinking about, like, my past pets. I didn't know who these people were. And I remember thinking, how do I even know? I mean, this is what it is, but how do I know this is my dog? How do I know this is my, I'm just going to assume this is my, you know?
Right.
But you meet somebody like you and you hear these stories, you're like, no, that is, they're going to, like, love and take care of my pet in this, like, final time. And that is really special.
Yeah. And we want them to have a comfort level. You know, that's, we try our best to be as sincere as possible. And that's, I always tell people I'm not a good salesman because if you don't want to buy something, it doesn't bother me.
I say
you know,
that too.
It's,
I'm
know,
like,
it's
whatever.
Not whatever you want to do. You know, and you know, some of the things that we ask, like, you know, do you want a clay paw print? And, you know, some families are like, well, I don't know. And I was like, the reason I ask this question is because once your pet's cremated, we can't do a paw print. So we need to know, do you want a clay paw print? Not pushing. If you don't want it, that doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Right.
But I just want you to know your options.
Right.
You know, and things like that. So.
Well, that's, you know, I was talking to one of my girls this morning about that, about how we never want to be salesy people.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, I'm not here to sell stuff to
you.
If you want it, you want it. I have to tell you about it. You have to know that I'm around. I have to market myself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you either like me or you don't.
But you are your product. He is his product.
Mm-hmm.
I am my product. And so that's just my assumption, but that's likely why we're kind of like, whatever. Not that's not how we run our businesses, like, whatever, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. But because we value what we give out to our clients and we just want to educate them and then they can make their own decisions because we don't want to just sell.
No, one, I never want anybody to feel like I've, like, sold them so much.
And something they don't want.
Right, that they're unhappy with
me.
Right,
we've had families, you know, that, you know, we understand it's a trying time for them, and they're upset and they're emotional, and, you know, I just want to know, you know, how do I know, and this, and it's, and I always tell people, if you're not comfortable with using us, then find someone else that you are comfortable with using.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather you feel more comfortable in knowing that where you've taken your animal is where you want them to be, rather than we got to use this guy because he's closest to us.
Right.
Take them. Right. Take that's them wherever not. You feel yeah. Wherever you feel comfortable.
Right. Well, and that's. I mean, that's a really good point. You know, I think we get sort of caught up, and I think it's good for people to understand. So you are not the only one of what you do in our area. Mm-hmm. I know that. I just want you to say that.
Yeah.
How you mentioned that you guys acquired the pet cremation part. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that process. Tell me about how that worked.
Yes. Yeah, so it was a long process. The loan process is, when you do an SBA loan, is very,
a lot. Teeny tiny nightmare.
I think he just said, yes. So fun.
Yeah.
it's anyone that doesn't know, has done it, knows it's super ideal and great and easy. And you make the process super, and no one can
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
But I'd always said for a long time that, you know, I didn't want to work for somebody my whole life. And, you know, I wanted to do something for myself. And I mean, we work for people in our lives, and we're working for them, and they get the better, which is fine. That's how life is. But I didn't want to do that my entire life. You know, I wanted to work for myself, and it's made the stresses of owning your own business compared to working for somebody. It's completely different.
It is. It's not one is not less than the other. They're just
right.
Vastly
it's completely
different.
Completely different. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just knew that I didn't want to work for someone my whole life, and I said, this is my opportunity to do that, and that's what we did.
What's your favorite part, and what's your least favorite part?
My interaction with people is my favorite part. And I'm a comedian. I mean, I enjoy joking around with people and laughing and kidding and cutting
up.
Yeah,
we like that.
You know,
yeah.
And it eases people a lot. And you know in this industry when you can and can't do that. You know,
right.
You get a feel for it. Least favorite part is dealing with, you know, a tragic, you know, event that happened with folks. So.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be really tough.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, with the former part of what you just said, when situations are sad, I make jokes, and so I just warn them, like, just, like, know that, like, my sarcasm and my jokes are just...
Right.
How I'm telling you to feel better because I don't ever know what to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't love you.
Right, right. It just means that, like,
yeah.
I do, and that's why I'm still here and I'm saying weird things and you're going to be okay with it.
It's like when people leave our office, I always tell them, you know, let us know if y'all need anything, but I hope y'all don't see y'all anytime soon. And,
yeah.
You know, and we can say that, you know, and it's not people are like, wow, that's funny. Yeah, we hope we don't see you anytime soon either.
Yeah.
You know, they like that, but... But then there's other times where you know you can't say that because, you know, they're emotional.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super awesome. That's super, super awesome. So tell me then about the process of running the business. Like, do you have employees? Do you have a team?
Do
you
we
have,
do.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a lot of, 300 is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have, it's myself and then Brittany, my wife. She does all the book stuff and things like that, thank God, because... That's way above my...
She's kind of amazing.
She's kind of amazing.
I might know her, too.
Yeah, full disclosure, Missy and I know Brittany a little bit better than Brian.
Yeah, like a lot better. She's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I lucked out a lot.
You did.
But she does that, and then we have two part-time guys that are actually retired Virginia Beach police officers.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And then Brittany's brother comes in and fills that when we need to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
That's awesome.
And both of them actually worked in K-9 in Virginia Beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a question then. So, because this was something that was so impactful when I quoted Missy, myself, when I quoted Misty recently, and I think maybe I embarrassed her a little bit, but
it was great. I've never been quoted on the internet in my life, and I was like, oh, I'm so important.
But it was so good. But Najib, one of our other co-hosts, and Misty were interviewing Harper, and it got into the discussion of really being able to take time off and vacation And even if it's not a vacation, but Misty is so good about putting like days on the calendar that are like, do not work, do not work. Mm-hmm. And the quote was about, I have a well-oiled machine when I'm not here. Things work when I'm not here, mm-hmm. and they work even better when I am here. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, do you want me to get the real quote so I don't misquote you?
No, that's beautiful.
Miss Pruitt? Okay.
No, Miss Pruitt, I'm so official.
But it really impacted me, and it was good to hear it not from Misty, who all the time is like, you don't have to work today, mm-hmm. but also from other business owners. But do you feel like with your team, like you guys, you personally can actually be an owner, take the day off, enjoy it, not have to, I won't say worry because it's our babies, our businesses,
mm-hmm. sure.
but actually like get away and they're taking care of things? And
yeah, it's the two people who mainly work for me are completely capable of running the
doing
day-to-day
the
operations.
Oh,
absolutely.
So nice.
And they're they're great, very trustworthy, which is extremely
it's hard to find.
And that's what lessens my stress.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy who works for me, Rock, he's like, you know, when he has to call me and I'm not there, he's like, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm like, it's okay. You're there, so I don't have to.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, and that's the whole thing. It's you're there, I'm here. Call me whenever you need to. Don't
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
And he always texts me first. Hey, call when you're convenient. Well, my phone's with me all the time, so I'll pick up the phone. He's like, sorry to bother you. I'm like, it's okay. It's no big deal.
So because you're an on-call business.
Right, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, something people don't. People think that we're an on-call business, but he truly is an on-call business.
They're like, I need to talk to my photographer at 2 a.m. Like,
no, you don't.
Nope, no, you don't.
No, you really, you really don't.
You really don't. But you at 2 a.m.,
truly.
I might need.
Yeah.
How is it then, I like this like line of questions, how is it then when you do take time off? Because I understand like the very emotional part of your business. How are you able to, and this is not like a trick question, but like how are you able to like leave it behind and be like, I'm just going to go on vacation with my family. Like I'm going to go do this thing and not worry. I'm actually like, I talk about it. Like I'm really good at it, but I'm not. So I'm very genuinely intrigued by that.
Coors Light plays a big effect. No, I'm just kidding. It's easy to turn it off because I started very young, and I'll never forget the first funeral that sort of got me emotional. Was it was a young child, and it was like, mm-hmm. God, how am I going to do this? And then I thought, how are these parents going to do this? And then I learned to step away from it. When I leave that door, when I lock that door and close it, I'm done. I don't know that there's a rhyme or reason as to how I do it, but it's just like, ever done with.
I think that's a really good compartmentalization that you have to have doing what you do. I think that of, you in the death industry, therapists, social workers.
So much, right. Yeah.
And I think you have sort of an interesting, one-up is like not the right way to say it, but a lot of those people aren't entrepreneurs and you are. So it's very, I think that's a great, unique quality that you have. Like not only do you have like that unique compassion and tolerance is not the word that I'm looking for, but I could not do your job. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very respectful of the fact that you can. And so I think I like that. Do you understand where I'm trying to go?
Well,
I'm getting lost in my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really nice that he, not that he doesn't care, but that he has the wherewithal that he's done everything he can in a day's work or overnight or whatever it happens to be.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That when he's done with the day or the project or the client at hand, that he can shut the door
and go live like a very happy life and not bring that home with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'll see people out at not lately, but restaurants or things like that, and they're like, man, I know that guy from somewhere, And I try my best to remember people. That's my whole thing because I think that plays a huge impact on business as well, remembering who people are.
100%.
Huge.
And, hey, how are you? And they're like, good. They're like, we know you from somewhere. I'm like, yeah. I'm with Nansman Peck Cremation. They're like, that's right. You helped us with our dog, and you came to our house at 9 o'clock at night and, picked our dog up for us. And then it just, it clicks in their mind like, oh my gosh. And you see people reappreciate what you do, you know, and are thankful for, you know, us being out there. But, you know, back to something that you just mentioned is you don't think you could do it. I couldn't be a vet that has to go to a house and euthanize an animal, or I couldn't be hospice worker to have to deal with someone who is dying. I just couldn't do that. I can deal with it after the fact.
Right. But in the process, I
can't do it.
That makes sense to me. Like, right when you, like, when you pare it down in that way, that makes a lot more sense to me. In a past life, I was a social worker, which I think you know.
I do know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a homeless shelter, and I was really bad about just, like, everybody had my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, what you need? Yeah. It'd be, like, midnight. Hey, I need, like, and it was not, like, a thing they actually needed. And I realized, like, I can't do this. I would love to help people. I would love to find another way to help people. But this is, like, not what I was built to do.
Right.
Because I couldn't shut the door.
We also set the expectation.
Oh, for
sure. I'm speaking for myself.
You can speak for me, too.
As I get ready to leave for just a week, I'm not missing anything. But as I get ready to leave for a week, I also kind of set the expectation that, yeah, I'm taking all of my things so that I can work every single day. That's not healthy.
No, it's not.
It's not healthy. And while this trip is a little bit in a unique time frame, because it is for a bit of work and a bit of play, where in the summer when I actually go on vacation, and I should truly say, I am not working at all, I don't either. You know, when there's really nothing around it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I think doing what you do, I think it's important for people to understand that when you do step away, I would imagine, and this is me making a giant assumption, but I'm good at that. So it allows you to be better when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you deal with every day is so heavy.
It's it is. And I think time off is very important in this
so
industry.
Important.
And not necessarily, you know, I got to take a week off every month or something like that, but just...
Wouldn't that be nice?
Ain't that the truth? But, you know, just to, like this morning, you know, coming here, not having to go into the office and start dealing with, you know, stuff already.
Right.
But, you know, just the ability to just not have to, you know, at times.
Well, and acknowledge that, too. And I think it's interesting as, like, an outsider that I give you a pass, right? Like, I know that what you deal with every day is a lot more... probably emotionally trying than the things that I deal with. I'm like, you need to take time off. Please go close your door. Please go hang out with your family. Go to on an adventure. Go do something. But conversely, I don't allow myself the same allowances.
Right.
When in actuality, what you do is what you are called to do, and it's your passion, and it's your job. And what I do is what I would call to do is my passion, my job. So why would I not?
Right.
And so,
true. Yeah.
I think that's I think it's interesting. That's what I've been like. Processing in my head while I'm not forming words well.
Yeah, and I think it's if you enjoy what you're doing, then you don't mind that aspect. And I enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't mind that aspect of you know, when they need something and I'm not there for them to call me or text me. I don't mind that. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh God, they're texting me again. You know, what now?
Well, and there's kind of ebbs and flows too. You know, there's going to be some weeks that. They, you know, you are getting more phone calls, text messages, whatever, and that's okay. And some weeks that there's going to be less, and that's okay, too. I think Harper was saying when that podcast, you know, aired something about, you know, there's going to be some weeks that I'm going to have to work 120 hours, and that's okay because I'm executing something that I'm so excited about and something that I love so much, you know. And it, just to...
But if I'm doing that, what he said after that is if I'm doing that every week...
Mm-hmm.
I haven't hired the right people to help me out because I shouldn't be doing that every week.
Well, you know, with the whole coronavirus stuff, one of our guys was in, in contact with somebody, so he had to take quarantine. So he was off, and you know, I checked on him, tried to check on him every single day, and you know, he's like, I'm so sorry, I'll make this up to him. I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's not that big of a deal. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's and I would, you know, made the comment to somebody, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know. I guess you're mad that it's my business.
It's your business, yeah.
But sometimes you got to do those things. It's
right.
Not that big of a deal. Just go on with it.
Right, and it's funny because I have, you know, I have a team of, I don't know, I should count again, 9.
that ebbs and flows, too.
That ebbs and flows as well.
Yeah.
And I have to tell them that sometimes, too. oh, hey, I'm sorry to bother you, mm-hmm. but there's this thing. And I'm like, well, this part's my job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
It's what I signed up for. I told my team, though, conversely, like on the topic of like taking time off for yourself, I'm going camping this weekend. No. And I am practicing something. Feel free to like check if I've actually done this.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous.
I'm going to turn my phone off for all but an hour.
Oh, good.
Every day I'm gone.
Okay.
Because I can check, is anything so urgent that I have to answer anybody?
Are the children with you?
Yes.
And your husband's with you?
Yes.
Then, yeah, no.
So just, you know, I have a team in place. Mm-hmm. I have these people who can handle it.
Yeah.
If they can't, I'm still in Virginia Beach, somebody can track me down. You know, they can track me down at the campground. They know where I am. It's not that serious that one of my staff members can't take care of it. So I think it's all very cool.
I agree.
How do people come in contact with you? So, like, how do they find you?
So we have found that a lot of people find us on Facebook. We've got almost 3,000 people who have liked our page. So a lot of people find us that way.
That's really cool.
And then we Google is another huge aspect. As the, you know, how people find us. And we ask people, oh, you know, how did you hear about us? And, oh, I just looked you up on the internet. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And like the family last night, oh, I just looked you up on the internet. You know, and that's how a lot of people find us. And then word of mouth.
I was just going to say, I bet that's huge for you.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, a more direct aspect because people obviously liked what we did for them mm-hmm. or appreciated what we did for them. So they're now telling, you know, 3 other people, oh, my gosh. Your dog's not doing well, you should call this guy, you know.
Yeah.
And a huge compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge compliment. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can remember the, you know, you think about all the things that happened, like, in that really tumultuous time
mm-hmm.
and, like, how you feel and your feelings. If you can remember, this is the person, this is the name, this is the person
mm-hmm.
that took care of me and my family so well.
Yeah.
This is the only person you should call.
Yeah. A lot of people don't remember her name. They're like, oh, call Brian. You know, it's always just call Brian.
But like, that's great, too.
Yeah, and I'll answer the phone, Nansman Peck Cremation Service, and they're like, is Brian there? Is this the cremation place? I'm like, yes, it is. And they're like, well, you know, such and such gave me your name and telephone number, told me to call you. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So,
yeah.
But that's, yeah.
But that's such a good testament to, like, mm-hmm. how you interact with people as a business owner, as a busy business owner, that they say, you got to call Brian,
mm-hmm.
even if they're not, like, giving you the full name of, people are finding Brian and calling
They're
Brian.
Googling, like, Brian?
Yeah.
Cremation?
Yeah.
And you're, like, hoping. Those need to be your new search words.
Yeah. You know, optimize your SEO for Brian Cremation.
Yeah.
You know, all the different spellings of Brian. Yeah, I think that is huge. I think that really is a testament because you think about, like, my vet, and I refer the whole office.
Mm-hmm.
And after all the things she's done with Murphy, our specific vet,
mm-hmm.
I'll refer her name.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see Dr. Elliot.
Right.
Dr. Elliot's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
She's called me 3 times since the surgery to check on my dog.
Oh, so sweet.
True story. It's Monday morning, and I have talked to her 3 times,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And not because there's an issue, just because.
No.
Yeah, just checking in.
No, because Murphy's the unsung hero. I'm a general booth veterinary. So I think that's really cool. Well, I appreciate you coming to hang out with us today.
Thank you all for having me. Yeah.
Thank you.
So fun.
This was perfect. I'm very excited to know you and tell more people about you. Not excited to have to use you anytime soon. And I think that is also appropriate to say.
We hope you don't see you anytime soon.
That's right. That's right, Brian.
I don't want to see you again anytime soon because I want to take your picture for this podcast.
That's right.
But I am excited to be able to tell people about you.
We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, because I think what you do is really special.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.